Today, I have a couple of quick announcements before we get started. One is I just want to acknowledge that yesterday was the anniversary of the death of Rachel Corrie, and just to send some love and energy out to you, Rachel, because not too many people with that kind of heart, and we miss you. Secondly, I just put up a PDF file that is a handout that I'm planning to use at the Nonviolence Education Conference that I'll be participating in April 4th. So I'm hoping for feedback. So please check it out. It's in many ways a rough draft. I would appreciate your reactions. On to the show for March 17th, 2013. I'm seeing increasing attempts by power to reclaim our eyes. And so I thought we might talk about what that means. If you recall, we've had conversations about the panopticon, Bentham's panopticon, and that we in fact are living the operationalization of that on a global scale, that all of us have our eyes on power and we're not seeing each other because we've been atomized. Well, what I'm seeing are attempts, I think, by power to reclaim our eyes. And so I thought we might talk about what that means. And after that, our conversations could go in a number of different directions, perhaps continuing the discussion, D-Way, that you initiated last week. What is the fluid solution? So, power's attempts to reclaim our eyes. Citizen barbarian, I wrote in Revealing Division, is the key ideological construct of class. I believe it's the way we experience on a feeling level the mental manual divide or the mental manual con, because it simultaneously harnesses our allegiance to the state as well as to the progress myth. Now, originally, the economy also did this, posed as the driver and guarantor of species progress. But increasingly, economy cannot serve this ideological role, as greed stands bare and exposed. Despite this, greed for money is almost all we hear discussed by the progressive pundits. Empire lust, even, is generally presented as being in service of the corporations by left pundits. But it is against the greed for power that hides behind greed for money that we are now seeing our common cause for resistance, which I believe will dissolve or is dissolving the progress myth. And if power lust is now standing bare and naked before an increasing majority of us, then ideologies to create false distinctions grow in importance for power. Atomization / division reinforced both structurally and ideologically is the key strategy for keeping us conquered. But as it is opposed to our nature as human beings, which is cooperation and mutual sharing, the opposite must be continuously reinfused with energy to keep it from collapsing and our returning to our natural tendencies of sharing and mutual helping. And I think we can see this process of continuous reinfusing all around us. And if we're aware of it, we can begin to resist it. One example we discussed recently was the promptings from power to naive youth with knowledge jobs to call themselves creatives. And of course, the fostering of invidious distinctions is a defining characteristic of class. But what we're seeing by noting power's response is that they are losing the eyes of more and more of us. And their increased monitoring and managing and massaging of the mostly young, so-called knowledge workers, is a tell, not only of their awareness of their vulnerability, but of their, in fact, increasing vulnerability. Let me share what I see as evidence of this. Recently, I saw an article. I'm sure many folks have heard reports that Yahoo is requiring everybody who used to enjoy the work at home perk are being forced to come back in. And that this is the article that was in the Chronicle of March 3rd called NextSpace Invites Yahoo Workers. Doesn't that sound nice? They're inviting them to come and sort of ease their way back into, in fact, that's what it says, quote, a Bay Area company specializing in co-working communities is here to help Yahoo's remote employees ease their transition back into an office environment and to reacclimate working alongside others. And NextSpace is apparently giving, you know, these 10-day passes at any of its locations in order to help them transition back. Now, on the face of it, this seems to be a blatant speed-up attempt, cracking the whip, but also blatantly is a bid to hold their eyes. Because although it's posed or presented as a way to squeeze more money out of their quote-unquote workers, it's also, I believe, to better monitor and control the minds of their quote-unquote workforce. And that may be, in fact, obvious to the folks this is being done to, but what can they do about it? She's the boss, is what they're told, we're told. And so totalitarianism unfolds. And